Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin, The Prelude, performed by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Here with the New Classical FM, Mark Wigmore here. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
Think about the people walking in the street, trying hard to seek out the little things.
There's the voice and piano work of internationally acclaimed musician Michael Casehammer, an old pal of mine and a talent who has toured the world showcasing his abilities as a singer, songwriter, pianist, and producer. And Michael is a treat to see live, a spellbinding performer. He uses flavors of jazz, boogie-woogie, blues, combined with a passion for meticulous detail. It's very much been in his wheelhouse to cross genres over his career. Casehammer makes Casehammer music. His latest studio recording is well into its cycle. It's a good one, titled Something New. Michael produced it and welcomed special guests for a New Orleans-flavored 10-track offering that was recorded in the Big Easy. The record Something New is being featured in a new television special on public television, PBS stations. Boogie on the Blues Highway is an hour-long live concert special captured during a pair of intimate hometown shows at the Charlie White Theater on Vancouver Island. The special features soul icon Curtis Salgado and Canadian blues master Colin James and Randy Bachman. A new live album is imminent, and we hope to see Michael here performing at gorgeous Kerner Hall as part of the Toronto Jazz Festival this summer.
On the phone, one of my favorite guys to talk to. His name is Michael Casehammer. Hey, Michael.
How are you, Mark?
Great.
Feeling is mutual.
Great to be with you here on the phone, and you're in beautiful Sydney, BC this afternoon. And how are you keeping out there?
Well, we're good. I mean, the weather is blue skies and sunshine, and we just returned from a tour in Germany that was cut short, so we're at the end of our two-week self-isolation.
Right.
Lots of piano playing.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, this is such a frustrating time for musicians, but we do find other ways to use this time and be creative and maybe get to some things that we've needed to get to, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you obviously have a choice, but when it comes down to it, what is the choice but to make the most of it? And I think it's frustrating because some of my tours in Canada got canceled. But at the same time, there's a lot of things you can do. New projects come up. When you're at home, you're creative, and who knows what comes out of it.
Let's remind people about the Something New record. You put it all together in New Orleans, and that sort of springboarded a whole bunch of other projects that we're looking at now, I suppose.
It did. This is all because of one guy, really, Johnny Vidakovich, the drummer. I actually went on tour. This seems to be like a current topic now. I went to tour China, and I wanted to find some kind of project I could do on the planes and train rides. And I asked Johnny to put some grooves down, and he did. And then I wrote some music on top of it, and I went to New Orleans to record this Something New record. And the band and the whole chemistry was so great that we started going on the road and actually doing a TV special out of it as well.
So you put it together in where you are right now in Sydney, BC, which is pretty far away from New Orleans, I would suggest.
We had to ship them in.
and you put this together, and you had some great special guests, Randy Bachman and Colin James and some of your guys that were on the record. And it's sort of starting to screen. I guess people keep an eye out for it on public television. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been playing. It's been playing in also in the Toronto area through the Buffalo station.
Sure.
And other stations around the country. And the response has been great, and it's coming out on a DVD on June 5 as well.
June 5th. So is that going to be a DVD only, or is there going to be a CD copy as well?
There's a CD copy as well. The
okay.
track listing is slightly different. Because I thought it might be nice to have something a little different on a CD than the DVD. And then we're also going back on the road to tour that music plus music that's coming out in the fall, and so we're just in time for the Toronto Jazz Fest with this release.
How's it looking on TV, by the way? It must be a bit of a strange experience to see, you know, you put this concert together, you perform it live, and then suddenly you've got to look at how it all looks in post-production. Does it feel good?
It's great. There was a few moments where it was interesting to be in the situation, like I guess some actors might be, where they see a movie afterwards and they didn't have input all the time on the editing.
Right.
And you go, okay, this is how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
But I was very involved in the turnout and the mixing of the special, and it looks great. And we did it in the summertime. Everyone was in a great mood, and we had a great time on Vancouver Island, and I think that comes through as well.
And we are keeping our fingers crossed that you are going to be in beautiful Kerner Hall for the Toronto Jazz Festival on June 15th, which will be pretty special. My guess is that it will happen, so we really are hoping.
I have, I'm definitely thinking positive, and to me, it's on my radar. It's actually my next show, because this tour got canceled in April, and I'm going to be there no matter what.
All right.
I might be alone on stage at Kerner Hall, but I'm going to be there.
Well, you know what? That would be a treat all the same. And you're such a superstar, and we're looking forward to having you back in the city. And, and of course, the title of this special, Boogie on the Blues Highway, you can see it on PBS stations, and then out on DVD and CD later in June 5th. So keep an eye out for it. We'll listen to a little of your music as we go, but thank you, Michael. Thank you for being here.
It was great. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and love the show, and hopefully see you in person next time.
There goes Michael Casehammer. You're listening to The Oasis. You gotta wake up early in the morning. You gotta stay out all night long. Still won't catch up. I said I don't.